is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, September 2nd, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C. Anery, and I shall be your host for today, as I hope to have a open-lying Monday. Well, I have one or two things I want to discuss, as usual, right, when it's during open-lying. I want to congratulate students and the parents who have their kids returning to school. I see there are a number of dynasty children, and if you're not familiar with the term dynasty children, that means that parents, their children, and the great-grandchildren, whatever it is, are attending a particular school, that the parents made the effort to make sure that their children follow their footsteps and attend their school, and that's something great. I wonder, school such so attractive that parents decide, say, hey, I want my children, or grandparents say, hey, I want my grandchildren to attend that school, that institution. Again, I see a number of pictures from private schools, from Queen's College, St. Augustine's College, Aquinas, who you see that they're in the third, fourth, fifth generations attending their school. And that's something for a school to be proud of, an institution to be proud of, that they can attract past graduates to have their children enroll into the school again, repeatedly, and then to be vested, to participate, to spend their money, donate. That's something to be commended. It's not raining. I'm glad, because that torrential rain that happened today was going to be a nightmare on the streets. So I'm glad that our father deemed it necessary to make sure that there's no rain today, that rain had come and gone. But the rain also exposed some things. The rain exposed some systems failures. That's what I want to discuss today. I'm not sure if it was torrential rain. I mean, it rained or rain. I don't think it was rain. But it did rain a lot. But as it rained for more than an hour, we know that Nassau, New Providence, the entire island, flooded. We are quite aware that New Providence, the entire island, floods. I expected there to be water settle on Bay Street. I expected that. I expected there to be water on Pinewood Gardens. I expected there to be water on Marshall Road. And I expected there to be water some parts of East Street, some parts of Marshall Road, etc. I expected that. But the rain that I saw throughout New Providence means something went wrong, right? It was no regular flooding. This was flooding beyond. And I wanted to know, are we doing something about it? We know Bay Street floods. Our main thoroughfare, the thoroughfare that cruise ship passengers see, the main thoroughfare, if you're coming from the airport to go to Paradise Island, you see that Bay Street itself floods. Thinking that Bay Street being our premier street, the mecca of New Providence, where people gravitate toward, right? If tourists see that we cannot maintain that area, what does that say about our tourism product? Right? Now, my conversation today is about system failures and what are we doing to correct them? Right? If we know Bay Street floods, we know where it floods. It's been flooding for decades now, right? Especially when you pass that, where is that? That's Commonwealth Bank. Right, if you pass that Commonwealth Bank area, especially where you pass that, where is that? That place where they have that septic smell going towards the second bridge, right? Anyone who going to watch the second bridge will understand when I say that septic smell, right by St. Matthew's Church there, about passing St. Matthew's Church on that's East Bay Street there, right? I want to know, how is it that the powers that be, and let's go, and mind you, I know it's Ministry of Works, right? But let's say Ministry of Tourism, who protects our tourism product, right? How is it that we have yet to understand, have yet to invest monies to rent? Again, a text here, don't forget, Port of Ski is flood. Yeah, Port of Ski is flood too, right? My point is that, is it that we love to see, and I've seen one or two politicians with their pictures on social media, with their pumping truck, pumping out the water, saying that they're working for their constituents, right? They have the big pumping truck and they pump it, right? They're spending their money. I see one or two politicians with the pictures with some, what do you call it? Bags, sandbags, right? Everyone trying to get the kudos, say, see, I am working. But are they really working for us? Are they really fixing the problem? I give up on Pinewood. Pinewood flooding issue can't be fixed. I think the best in the Bahamas cannot solve what is happening with Pinewood. We have engineers on top of engineers, the best of the Bahamas, come together and say they're trying to fix Pinewood and it can't be fixed. It finished. It finished. The people who live there just need to move, right? Or just be content that every so often their houses will flood, right? You have sandbags in your kitchen. You have sandbags in the bath one time because it's clear. It's clear that the powers that be, our governments in plural, right, the various administrations cannot fix Pinewood. Once upon a time, I only thought it was like over the hill areas, working class areas that tend to have flooding. But if you go far west, heading towards Laifeaki, there's a gulf there. There's a gulf there when you just before you reach that Laifeaki roundabout that has at least 3 feet of water there. Every time it rains, it floods. And I say, man, the rich people them can't even fix this. They can't even lobby their parliamentarian down that way to fix this flood. That every time I try to skirt past that area, I got to drive slow because the water's so heavy, it pushes your car on the side. Right? And I wonder when it notices these things, that we have a system failure and nobody knows, it seems to know, how to fix it. Either they do not know how to fix it or they refuse to fix it because our general populace tend to love to be able to cheer on our politicians. They see, my politician came and he pumped the water out. He's doing a good job. We have one or two subdivisions now being built. And the rain, our Lord, has exposed that the area is a flooding prone area. They have time now to fix it and insert drains in these new subdivisions that they are currently building, right? This is like the second heavy rainfall we've seen, and we see that the new subdivisions that are being, government subdivisions that are being built, floods. Mind you, we know it's a low area, low line. We assume that they see it and that they will be making mitigating circumstances to fix it, right? We watch it. We watch it and we see that it's flood. And I wonder why. Why are we allowing this? That is this the best we can do? I know we're a developing nation, you know. And as a developing nation, I don't expect things to be perfect. I don't expect things to be perfect. I expect us to be working on major projects, right? Like Bay Street should be in a construction zone now. Right? Because they know we have a flooding project problem and that we want the business to come there. So one would assume that the government would have come there and would come with a plan, a developed plan for Bay Street to say, well, we will put in the infrastructures that when Bay Street takes off, when they start building the high rises and buildings, that the new owners or the buildings, the people who own these buildings won't have to be worrying about flooding. But that's not happening. They're bragging that more tourists are coming in. But when you see tourists walking through water that is 2 foot, 2 feet, 3 feet, got to be concerned, man. You got to be concerned. You got to be concerned on whether our government is listening to us, right? The next thing I want to discuss is Abaco. September 1st marks the fifth anniversary, I think that it is, that tragic, that demonic hurricane hit and lay wait and devastated the island and, of course, parts of Grand Bahama, right? We see that our government, 5 years later, is building a community center, hurricane shelter right now, right? We see that a number is not working. I'm not sure if anyone who has a car in Abaco has any license plates. In fact, the people in Abaco just used to not having license plates. They just didn't even license the car over there no more. They say, man, we are in a zone where we still dealing with issues. They don't even license their car. They just drive. The police car is there. Aren't licensed. They think they're licensed from 2022. If you see videos and pictures, right? And my point is, it's a systems collapse. But should there be somebody lobbying to say, this can't be? Let's rectify these problems that Abaco is facing. Who are the members of parliament for Abaco? Are they watching what is happening? What about the prime minister of Abaco? Is he still there? What about the one from South Abaco, the white gentleman, Pinder, right? Is he still there? Is he lobbying? Once upon a time, he used to complain. Say, oh, you know, I mean, complain about immigrants, right? But, this shouldn't be happening. But of late, they're all quiet. They're all quiet as systems continue to collapse in Abaco, where everything is just operating one-tonly, right? And I now have to ask about local government there. Is local government active there to say, let's lobby our government to do things to bring that pride and prestige back to Abaco? Or are they just going to sit there and just watch what is happening there? Watch the system collapse. And see, as our ministers in this government, and rightly so, as they brag about how they bring in more tourists here, right? Because the other day I had to do a tour. I had to do a tour with some Americans who came down, right? And they noticed that one or two of the cars did not have license plates in whilst we did the tour. And they made comments, oh, this person is driving illegally. And I commented, no, they're not driving illegally. More likely ran out of license plates, right? And that person's more likely licensed. But because we don't have any license plate, we just let them just drive on the road. But they have some kind of document in their car. So what? Then the lady asks, what if there's an accident? And I go on quiet and I continue driving. And she asks again, what is their accident? You have to identify the car. And I say, ma'am, it is what it is. I'm saying there's no license plate, miss. There's no license plate. It is what it is as our systems collapse. There's a narrative by some zealots, those people who like to complain at this present time, right? Who say this is a failed state. We're definitely not a failed state. We have some issues with our systems. And perhaps we need to pressure our government to make sure that these systems work and critique them and criticize them when the systems don't work so we could correct them. But we're far from what a failed state, and then perhaps we need to define what failed state. And failed state is when no system works. Not one works. Everything does not work, right? The issue we're having with license plates is not a failed state or even an indication of a failed state. It's an indication that the system is failing, that we need to employ better systems, right? And I am concerned. I am concerned about who is the minister responsible. Why is it taking so long to have this corrected? There's also a video circulating with Princess Margaret Hospital. I'm used to leaks in house, you know. I grew up in the inner city, so I understand when heavy rain, torrential rain happens, that your houses leak. I remember being young and having to get the bucket and putting it right there and tell my stepfather to get to fix the roof. But we hold the bucket there. But when the rain, we hire somebody. We hire somebody to fix and patch that section. Even the hotels, our major hotels, they understand leaks. They have maintenance crew who monitors, and then they have custodial engineers whose job is assigned to monitor the leak to say, well, keep this, quarantine this area, mop up this area until we are able to deal with it. I saw a video with the Princess Margaret Hospital where there's torrential rain flowing. In fact, the section of the hospital flooded. And I have no problem with that, you know, because it's an old building. I expect it to leak every so often. But this is where my concern is when I say the system fails, is how come nobody was assigned to push the water out? That's not hard. We, the public, can understand that there are times, especially with the type of heavy rain, right, that you have to push the water out because there could be holes, there'll be leaks. But my concern is, who responds to these things when these things happen? I have a text here that says, politicians ain't fixing nothing for us Bahamians. They watch in their pockets of how much money they can get. And I see the frustration of the text. Huh? I'm not sure if that's rightly so. No. I had a debate recently whether this is as good as it gets, because I tend to use that phrase. This is as good as it gets. Makes no sense complaining, right? I think that we have the best qualified politicians we have in power at this present time. And some people argue what you mean by that. This can't be the best. And see, in our system of democracy, you put yourself forward and the voting public will vote in who they want. And whoever they want is the best one at that particular time using the various variables, right? So at this present time, we have the best politicians possible using the variables of who all put themselves as options, what was the climate of the election, right? And who the people eventually determined that this is the best suited person for them. So yes, we do have the best qualified politician based on the options put forward to them. So my question is, knowing that we have the best people now, why aren't things being done? Why do I have to drive through torrential rain, which has flooding, and knowing that this has been a persistent problem for the last 20 years, why isn't no one putting processes in place to correct it? And that's what I'm concerned about. With Aaron, we mentioned that they were commemorating, I think that's the right word, the passing of the dreadful Hurricane Dorian in Abaco and, of course, East Grand Bahama. And we had a caller who called earlier and mentioned whether, again, any systems was put in place to combat, to respond to such hurricanes, right? I know that our government has created a new ministry, Ministry of Disaster Preparedness, whatever, Ministry of Disaster Preparedness, I think that's the correct name, right? And they put NEMA under that. I'm not sure how that works out, but now it's entire ministry and that the ministry now marshals the various entities, the police force, the defense force, and whoever else. They also, the Red Cross deals with them too. So this ministry, disaster preparedness, does that. I see there is finally a building designated in Abaco, nothing in Nassau as yet, New Providence yet, has been designated a hurricane shelter. At this present time, and I see at this present time, there aren't any hurricane shelters in New Providence. I might have to repeat that, right? At this present time, there aren't any hurricane shelters in New Providence. And someone could call and say, what do you mean there's no hurricane shelter? We have a number of churches. Churches is churches. Churches are churches. That's not a hurricane shelter. It's not equipped and built to serve as a hurricane shelter, right? We have a number of community centers. I remember we have a community center there, and we were able to host a number of residents, Bahamians, at the Fox Hill Community Center. But the community center was not built to be a hurricane shelter. right? And because it was not built to be a hurricane shelter, the community shelter was overwhelmed. Overwhelmed means that the toilet could not flush anymore because of the constant flushing. The water drainage is not prepared for that, for the outlets that was needed. And that means that we need a particular designated thing that could do that. I have a telephone caller here. Let me engage that caller there, producer. Good morning, caller. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, man.
Good. I'm listening to you about the flooding in Nassau. I think we are ungrateful people. You know, other countries and towns are being washed away by rain.
Caller. No, I ain't finished yet. Wait. Let's pick up this talk. Let's only talk about Bahamas right now. Go ahead.
And we are lucky to be a low-lying, we are a low-lying country.
Yes, we are a low-lying country.
Come and go straight from one end of this island to the next. And that ain't happened yet. So I think we are fortunate people.
We are fortunate people, you say.
And the water don't last as long as it does in some of these
countries. No, we don't talk about other countries. We just the Bahamas we're talking about.
No, I'm just saying, don't
say it. Just talk about the Bahamas.
Look around and see what's happening in the world.
Okay, I can cut you. Caller, I have to cut you now because you're not listening to me. I said just talk to the boat Bahamas and go ahead, just talk about the Bahamas. We're talking about the Bahamas today.
No, I have to. When I think about what you're saying, sir, we are still lucky people because we are low-lying country. Today, we have another hurricane like Dorian. The water could come straight across.
Okay, now let me engage you now, caller. Now let me engage you.
What?
You are saying, caller, that the flooding can never be fixed. There's no
that's
system.
Right.
That's what you're saying?
That's right. That is right.
That we cannot do any pumps or
there's
no...
nothing
no,
you can do.
Nothing.
Because you don't know when the rain is going to be heavier than the other day.
You know you make no sense, right, caller?
No. You can't tell me that.
I just said it just now. You don't make no sense.
Yeah, but I got a brain. I can tell you. You don't make no
you
sense.
You are saying that... we are unable to put no system, no drainage system, no place in New Prague. No, listen to me. You just tell me we are unable to put any drainage system in the in New Providence to solve this flooding. What are you saying?
You could put a drainage system any day you feel like, but you cannot measure the weather.
I talk about the drainage. You go on the weather, sir. I said about drainage for flooding.
You can't say how the rain is going to come.
So
unless you can predict the rain.
I talk about flooding, and you talk about rain.
Flooding comes from the rain.
You're saying that we are unable to put in a drainage system to solve our flooding. That's what you're trying to say.
Listen, the best engineers in the United States can't solve their problem, their flooding problem.
You're saying the best engineers in the United States cannot solve a drainage system problem.
Even Miami is flooded. If you just watch the news, every state where they have these problems, it floods every now and then.
You're saying that in the United States, where they had the flooding, they don't go there and implement a drainage system to correct it. That's what you're saying.
Yes, they have drainage systems in place. That's why the water don't stay long. But our water don't stay long.
So you're saying that we do have drainage system?
It ain't no water there now.
I hear you, caller.
There's no water there now.
See, now I'm even more concerned, right? Because this is the mentality of us Bahamians, that we should be grateful. We should be grateful that our government has not put in place any systems in place to have drainage, proper drainage, because God has created a land, low-lying area, forest area that the water just drain off. So pinewood should not be corrected. Government should not invest in any money in fixing pinewood. Government should not invest any money in fixing Bay Street, right? This is as good as it gets. And should we be content with that type of narrative? I have another caller there, producer. Patch that caller for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good day. This is Howard.
No, it's not Howard.
This is not Howard?
No, it's not. Howard comes on at 12 o'clock.
96.9?
It is 96.9.
Yeah. I'm glad I was able to get in if I'm on the air.
You are definitely on the air, but this is not Howard.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm sorry about that. But the gentleman who just called just now, like I said, you run on too much with some of the callers. You know, some people can't be fixed also. So, you know, running on with him is fruitless.
So you don't agree with the caller?
I definitely don't agree with him. I will tell you what he really is, but like you said, you're on radio.
I understand. But mind you, the caller is a chronic caller, and he calls all the time. Right,
yeah,
but my point or my concern is the mentality of us. you might say, man, dismiss the caller. But if we have a large number of Bahamians who think that way, we ain't gonna never get Bay Street fixed.
I agree.
We ain't gonna never get Old West fixed where there's flood, where all those big houses are, right? We ain't gonna never get Pinewood fixed. That's what I'm concerned about. So I have to entertain them to make sure that you know what's the problem now. You now know what's the problem.
Do we really have a hurricane? And hold this basin that we live in holds a lot of water. Because you can see just the unnecessary garbage that came up during the last rain and the last flooding, just lately. You can imagine now, if it gets beyond that, you can imagine the catastrophe we have in our country. Garbage all the point, all over. Floating debris, all kind of other nonsense that I witnessed, and just and that's just as minor flooding.
I am concerned. See, I'm not sure if this last flood had a king tide, right? And normally they'll advise us as a king tide when the rain coming in, right, that we're able to prepare. So expect big flooding. If it wasn't a king tide, right, when this flooding happened, imagine it with that type of rain and there's a king tide, right? And property and I wouldn't say loss of life, right? But the possibility of that is real. Right, and now that we have Bahamians who say, "Man, that's okay. This is best as it gets." Right, we low lying. We should get used to it. Young die. So don't fix nothing in the Bahamas. Don't demand things of our politicians. See, I have a problem with that.
I also do. We have to grow, and in growing, mean that things that are not fixed need to be put in place. And take for instance, if you think that was a mess when I passed on Soldier Road, where they have that big pile of car on the left-hand side.
Yeah.
All type of debris was coming from out of that yard. And God forbid, like I said, if we have a real major hurricane, if we had an obstacle, and the water gets to that level, you see more garbage, and you see, perhaps, God forbid, more dead. Thanks for taking my call.
It's a pleasure, sir. I appreciate you. Abaco and even East Grand Bahama, where they had that tidal wave that came in, that pull people out. Imagine one of these days some kind of water comes in over Bay Street where all these derelict vehicles and stuff is. What could the damage could be? Let me read this text, and I see the caller coming to you next, right? So you think it's just that one caller. Listen to this text. The land mass of New Providence is mostly below sea level. Drainage won't ever be a water pumping system. It's faster and cheaper. Drainage contracts will only be another loophole for the thieves of Parliament to steal. I guess whatever it is, where will you drain the water to go? Okay, so that person has no faith inside that. But we have another caller there. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'll side with you this morning, okay? And you know, we don't want to reach a point of learned helplessness. So we need agitation. And so with science and technology, which would be a costly venture, right? But it is possible. I called Dwight this morning, and Dwight gave a simple, brilliant idea, right? But just remember the compounding factors, right? It's called soil compaction, right? Development, right? You see, when they compacted the ports, Awa Key, Prince George Wharf, et cetera, Port is key, right? Which you did, and then they extended the jetties or the pavements, et cetera, the wharf, et cetera. And so then you change the longshore drift, et cetera, so when you, it's called displacement. So you are actually displaced where the water would go. So when the water would rise higher, it's like putting an egg in a glass of water. It's the same thing. So that is why you have the water level rising with the excessive rain. We call it flooding. Now, let's remember that. The main thing is that there's ways you can fix it. People might say, but it'll be pretty costly. But you remember the other day when on the wharf, the seat, the water had risen above the pavement, right? You remember that scenery?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so what happens is, I'm glad you mentioned king tide. But the compounding factors would be the full moon, which would be at the month end, right? And then a hurricane traveling, right? Which most of us are not mindful of. I'm just speaking of basically just O-level geography here, 1982. You could go online and look at it and see how difficult the exam was. You just go, the hurricane is descending air. The eye of the hurricane is called descending air. And that is why they measure the pressure, the barometric pressure. So then the more pressure within the center of the eye, that's why the eye is calm, because the air is actually going downwards. It's an exerting a force on the sea, and that in itself causes a surge. And so according to the barometric pressure, then the scientists can say, what is this level of the surge? So the idea of not being able to estimate, we can estimate that. They can even say how much rainfall, according to how fast the hurricane is traveling faster. We saw where Dorian sat, adds more water. It's nothing, it's just common sense here. And then, so the problem would be that we have caused this problem because lack of town planning. We will see where, I wanted to mention this, you will see where when you ride on Blue Road and you're heading north, as you pass the roundabout from Robinson Road, you will see that all the corners due east, the ones that they didn't pave, Blue Road are higher than them. Now, the flooding is much worse in the through the corner where it is compared to Oxford Avenue, back south, and Carter Avenue. But what you realize is they haven't decided to level the rest of the corners so that the water actually don't settle. But it actually drains quicker than Pinewood because it's a mangrove area. Everybody knows that. So Monty was right. It actually drains quicker. But to say it's unsolvable, I just can't accept that, because you have engineers and science, I mean, and technology, people who work here, much more knowledge than I am, with more experience. But the diameter of pipes is what counts. And so you could have pumps that actually help push. But the major problem would be debris, C.A. Newey. And then where will this water end up as it heads downtown to the sea? So when you have the full moon, the hurricane's traveling, then all these are compounded up, the excessive amount of rainfall. I heard it, C.A. Newey, but I didn't pay attention to it. And actually, you know, we had a severe flooding, but it didn't reach, nothing to cry about. But I saw the yarns coming out of the water. They weren't complaining, but we have to give thanks. But as I say, we can't solve it. I wouldn't accept that, because we created this problem because lack of town planning. Those areas east of Parliament Street and Frederick Street, as you go east on Bay Street, especially by the Commonwealth Bank that Dwight spoke about, by the bridge and all that, you see how easy they flood, right, Siri Nui? So it's not a matter of solving the problem, but it's also a matter of countering it and impeding the flood. So yep. with certain pumps go with gallons per minute and RPM. You see what I'm saying, anyway? So you could always calculate rainfall, RPM of pumps, diameter of pipes. It's kind of technical. I don't want to get into the radio for people to taste it. I think I'm smart, because I tired of this BS. Every time you call it sheer knowledge, it's a problem with my Negroes, all right? And since you're on an open line, I was hoping that maybe tomorrow you could discuss this thing about Urca, in which during we didn't learn anything from Dorian, and we also didn't learn anything from the pandemic.
That's up to you, right? I am concerned that, mind you, I have an attitude, it is what it is, right? And I try to depend on myself to solve things. But the idea that we have a parliament whose job it is to fix things, and when you're trying to lobby for them to fix things, because I think we can fix these problems, right? Or that we can at least mitigate these problems. The idea that when we lobby to mitigate these problems, there are behemoths who say, man, it is what it is. It cannot be fixed. This is as good as it gets. I have a problem with that. I see you, caller. We're going to take a short break now, and then I'm going to engage you on the next side of the break. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newey. Have a wonderful day. We'll be right back.
Show me Bala Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bala hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl, everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing, just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas, so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477. Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, it's CA Nuri. I just got a text from my sister-in-law. Said maybe we can get together as a family and buy a pumping truck and apply for a contract whenever it rains. That sounds like a plan. Instead of me complaining, just a benefit from when it floods. You know, we all need to have a pumping truck business since nobody seems to want to fix the problem. In Abaco, asking, demanding or implementing, enforcing a law that the people who were inside those, the government tented thing was, I forget what they call that white thing, that dome, government domes, to now move out of those temporary houses and find a permanent structure to live in. A number of behemoths have been taking advantage of that, right? There are a number of people who are using the domes. I say government should sell it to them, by the way. It's ask who all have private, all have their own private property and say, man, the dome is yours, right? And the number of behemoths who use the domes as like small shops, convenience stores. There are a number of people who are sub-leasing, sub-renting the government domes to say they rent it out to people. And there are a number of impoverished behemoths who just can't find any place to live. So they're living inside the dome. Some of them living in their own property, on their own property with the dome. And then there are some people who live on government property with the dome, with government that's facilitated whatever it is. My concern is we have the minister responsible for housing who has built a number of houses in Abaco. But we know that Abaco has a housing shortage for a while. Before the hurricane, Abaco had a housing shortage, right? I think there's a total of 20 houses, if I'm not mistaken, that the government has built in Abaco thus far. And I'm thinking there were hundreds, if not thousands of people, right? Various families who need housing. And clearly what the government is doing is not adequate. Government needs to invest inside some kind of housing scheme in terms of rental units, right, for people to transition from one shanty towns, behemoths who live inside the shanty towns, to transition from that, and also the behemoths who are living in these makeshift dome-like structures that they can able to transition into some kind of government complex. And these complex needs to be 2, 3, 4 stories to accommodate behemoths, right? So I see what the Minister of Housing is trying to do, but say trailers, that's what they call it, Mr. Trailers. I see what the government is trying to do, but what their effort is not adequate. It's not adequate to solve the demand that is happening in Abaco, right? Abaco need at least about 400 to 500 housing dwellings yesterday. So building 20 homes does not make a dent, does not make an impact in Abaco in regards to that. So the people in Abaco needs to lobby the government. Said instead of building houses and selling that to behemoths there in Abaco, they need to build apartment complex, high-rise complex that will, within the year, take about 10 to 20, 30 families from out of the shanty town, from out of the trailer parks, to have some place to live. So I'm hoping that that happens in the immediate future, right? I see this person is calling us a failed state to say we are a failing state, but I challenge you to name one properly functioned structure of the government or I guess, or SEO, right? And property function is subjective. And the key word should be functioning. All of our systems function, right? You can go to the horse register and be served. That means that it's functioning. There are things that don't function properly within the hospital system, but definitely the hospital function system is functioning. You could go to a BPL, a BEC, a cable, a water and sewage, and pay to get yourself connected and pay your bill. That means it is functioning. You could go to any clinic, any government agency. You can apply online to get any passport, any government paper, and it would be given to you. You go through a process. So definitely our systems function. We are far from a failed state. We have some challenges. And we have some challenges because of money. We have some challenges because of poor management. And this is where we come in and challenge our government to say, well, these are the things. These are supposed to be a part of our national plan as we develop and move forward, right? That we want this corrected, that this should not happen in the next 10 years. I know the previous caller said, well, we can't fix the flooding. I'm sure that we can have engineers who can fix the flooding on Bay Street near Commonwealth Bank, right? To have whatever drainage system or automatic that the water is poured out into the ocean. The ocean's right there, right? Do whatever bigger pipes need to be drained and drain that water out. I'm sure that well and runoffs can be done for Pinewood, any open land, and say, well, when it floods in this area, the water now runs off into this pond or whatever. This can be done. It's being done, I don't know where place it is, right by where that is now, West Bay Street, going towards Go Slow Bend, that open field where it heads towards Patelco, I forget that road. They have a big lake pond where the water runs off, so there's no flooding on that road. Right before you reach Kentucky, those that area. But we have a number of callers. Let's put those callers through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hi, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing well, sir.
Okay. The problem I think we have, the people of the government, right? When government build these complex apartments, the people don't pay the building. They don't pay the rent. And when you put out, it's a problem.
Definitely a problem.
Yeah, so the people need to do better because, you know, you get them 10 years to play, it's still enough time. They want government to take care. Government's supposed to take care of all the people, not these young people.
And I hear you, Colin, and I agree. There is some frustration. Yeah,
that's the biggest problem of this country today.
Yes. You know? Thank you very much, Colin. I grew up in the inner city. So I grew up with people who lived in the housing scheme, the government projects, right, where generations tend to live inside these one-bedroom, two-bedroom complex, where great-grandmother, grandmother, daughter, and children live in those areas. And when it's time to transition, they don't move out. They're there for generations. But surely that could be privately managed, right? We can farm that out. This is where I think that our government needs to speak to the number bosses and say that we need you all to invest in housing. This giving away of bags and shirts at the end of the year is not adequate in terms of developing the Bahamas. They need to put their shoulders to the wheel with their multi-million dollars that they do have to say, we will invest in the Bahamas. We will take the shoulder, take the hit and invest in the Bahamas to empower Bahamians. We will manage a housing scheme. But our government hasn't lobbied the number boys to do that yet. But let's go to another caller there. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Nuri. Nuri, just let me let you know, the next incoming government understands social, low-cost, affordable, and attainable housing, okay?
What the next incoming government?
The FNM administration under Michael Tinter. Don't worry about it.
So you want to change the whole conversation. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Here's the problem we have. In 1984, under Hubert Ingram, when he was in charge of housing, did a report showing you the crisis of housing. 1984. 2016, the IDB did another study showing you the crisis of housing. We do need a social housing program, which is totally different than a low-cost housing program, which is totally different than an affordable housing program, which is totally different than an attainable housing program. Then you have the luxury and all the stuff about that. But the problem is that the economy must be looked at. Because if you just look at even, say, a $1,000 a month mortgage, based on banking rules in the Bahamas, you need to make $3,000 a month. That's $36,000 a year. And so And so that's about a $100,000 house, which is like non-existent except in some special housing scheme. So the problem is this concept of just government building houses like in Abaco and Grand Bahama and everything else is a non-functioning, because you're building things, but you're not building the economy. A properly looked at construction industry revitalization will call, along with a training scheme, for we have the skill set that's necessary to build these 40,000 homes, these 50,000 bed and breakfasts or boutique hotels or whatever, all has to go hand in hand and synchronously executed while allowing, whether it be the number boys or anyone else, to come into these spaces based on policies or legislation that allows them to be built. The problem is we have happenstance statements from government about building things, but we're not really building anything, because we look at the problem we had from 5 years ago with Dorian. Has it been solved? No, it hasn't. And taken to the fact, too, now, we have foreigners coming in that need housing because immigration status requires housing be provided for them, too. So let's have a real conversation.
Thank you, Miller. I want to read this. Say, flooding. The Coral Harbor Road always floods during heavy rains. The only access to the Defense Force base. Why they haven't deployed Defense Force officers to clear these roads or to dig trenches off? Where is it? Deploy Defense Force officers to clear these roads or to dig trenches off the road for the water to flow into. How can Defense Force go through these waters every time and top management don't try for a solution? What are they there for? See? I just is watching them. And yeah, that road does flood. And the Defense Force officers drive right past the water. They're driving the big trucks. It is what it is. Let's go to the next caller there. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, CA. Good morning.
Good morning.
Very interesting conversation. I totally enjoyed the contribution that C. Allen gave just now. Very comprehensive, very common sense. And you are able to follow through with what he was talking about. You know, Pinewood Gardens, for instance, with this flooding, it's not a naturally made flooding. We have to understand that a lot of these things are man-made. We went in and we just desecrated the natural habitat and environment. We created the mess that Pinewood Gardens currently sits in. I am now waiting to hear if once the government has had considered bringing in the Army Corps of Engineers to help to solve this problem, because we have Seabreeze Canal, for instance, right there. I know Graham Weatherford on so many occasions have illustrated how we could effectively drain Pinewood Gardens if we could get the right plans put in place to have that water runoff. And I have not heard any conversations at all from any of our political party governments concerning that this matter. But the residents in this area in particular, and I'm picking on this for a case in point, they have been the most negatively impacted people here in Nassau, in New Providence proper. And until we are able to take on that as a project, then maybe the other areas that flood, we can look at similar ways to bring about a relief from these areas being flooded out. But we have created some of these areas, and therefore there are ways that we can solve, bring in a resolution to some of these areas, not as one of the previous callers indicated, that there is no resolution to these matters. So I just wanted to put that in there for persons to consider, that some of the things, there is a resolution to it. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks very much, Jeff. It may be time for us to bring in outside help. We can't do this. The texter reminded me that Coral Harbor entrance is flooded and the Defense Force officers drive through it and they see the water. Perhaps they don't have the skill. Perhaps they don't have the technology. Perhaps we in the Bahamas internally do not have the skill and technology to fix the flooding on Bay Street. We just don't have it. So perhaps it's time for us to import labor, import skills, import the talent. Perhaps the situation in Pinewood is beyond us. We just don't know what to do. Right? Perhaps it's time to bring in people. Perhaps the idea that the apartments that Abaco is short, the housing that Abaco is short is beyond us. That no institution here is able to build in mass apartment complex. They're waiting on poor Bahamians to build apartment pub complexes. It's not happening. Perhaps we need to lobby outsiders to come in and say, man, if y'all have spare money, we're willing to allow y'all to build houses in mass, apartment complex in mass, to get our Bahamians inside houses so they don't be in shanty town. Perhaps we need to reach outside to develop inside. Perhaps we are overwhelmed. We just do not have it in us to solve our own problems. Perhaps, like what the caller said about 10 minutes ago, this is as good as it gets. We should expect it to rain. We can't control the weather, and when the weather comes, it floods. And that is up to us to walk through the rain. Could you imagine if it had rained today, first day of school, everyone had to stay home. There was no sidewalk for children to walk on. There was no street for children to walk on. School had to be enclosed because of the rain. And not one day, no, 2 days where the school had to be enclosed. Not even a hurricane, you know. 2 days the school had to be closed due to inclement water, flooding. Let's take this last caller, producer. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Good morning, I'm radio man. You're live, go ahead. Going once, going twice. I'm not sure what happened there. You're live. So, great show as usual. Only an idiot would buy a house in Pinewood or in the back of Pinewood. The idea is not necessarily EDC, you know. You buy what you can afford. And there are places in Pinewood that doesn't flood. It's just certain roads that we need to fix. We need to embrace that we have a problem. Let's squeeze this caller in. I think that's a caller again, Kermit. Go ahead, caller. You have a couple seconds. Man, I tried to get you back on. Funkin, I tried to get you back on. That line ain't working. So I'll read these final texts and then end the show. Okay. Nira, I know this ain't a laughing matter, right? But you have me laughing. Man, don't laugh, man. Don't laugh, man. And we cannot solve any of these issues on our own. That we need to go reach out and find someone who could do these, man. You know? In the future, we may have to import politicians. Better politicians, man, because the ones we have now ain't working. Who is the MP of Pinewood? Was that the guy who I saw pumping the water? Said he doing a good job and people say yay, right? So a great show as usual. Coral Harbor was a hot mess. Need to buy a submarine. What road don't flood in Pinewood? Send me a pic. Say, Lord, look where you're going. Let's see what this last text says. $50 million can build 400 low-cost homes. I do this for a living. It doesn't appear to be a priority for the government. And mind you, some people can't afford to buy a house, but they can afford to rent. We need to have access availability for people to have rental dwellings. And that's what we're short of adequate rental dwellings where people don't have to lower their dignity, right? Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio in AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.